This is an audio recording of the article entitled 2005 Atlantic Hurricane Season from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. This article was read by user Fleury Volru on June 11th, 2008. 2005 Atlantic Hurricane Season. The 2005 Atlantic hurricane season was the most active Atlantic hurricane season in recorded history, repeatedly shattering previous records. The impact of the season was widespread and ruinous, with at least 2,280 deaths and record damages of over $128 billion. Of the storms that made landfall, five of the season's seven major hurricanes, Dennis, Emily, Katrina, Rita, and Wilma, were responsible for most of the destruction. The Mexican states of Quintana Roo and Yucatan, and the U.S. states of Florida and Louisiana, were each struck twice by major hurricanes. Cuba, the Bahamas, Haiti, Mississippi, Texas, and Tamaulipas were each struck once, and in each case brushed by at least one more. The most catastrophic effects of the season were felt on the United States Gulf Coast, where a 30-foot, 10-meter storm surge from Hurricane Katrina caused devastating flooding that inundated New Orleans, Louisiana, and destroyed most structures on the Mississippi coastline, and in Guatemala, where Hurricane Stan combined with an extratropical system to cause deadly mudslides. The season officially began on June 1, 2005, and lasted until November 30th, although it effectively persisted into January 2006 due to continued storm activity. A record 28 tropical and subtropical storms formed, of which a record 15 became hurricanes. Of these, seven strengthened into major hurricanes, a record-tying five became Category 4 hurricanes, and a record 4 reached Category 5 strength, the highest categorization for hurricanes on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane scale. Among these Category 5 storms were hurricanes Katrina and Wilma, the former the costliest and the latter the most intense Atlantic hurricane on record. Table of Contents. Section 1. Seasonal Forecasts. Section 1.1. Preseason Forecasts. Section 1.2. Midseason Outlook. Section 2. Storms. Section 2.1. June and July. Section 2.2. August. Section 2.3. September. Section 2.4. October. Section 2.5. November, December, and January. Section 3. Deaths and Damage. Section 4. Economic Impact. Section 5. Forecasting Uncertainty. Section 6. Records and Notable Events. Section 6.1. Number of Storms. Section 6.2. Intense Storms. Section 6.3. Early Strength and Activity. Section 6.4. Late Activity. Section 7. Storm Names. Section 7.1. Retirement. Section 8. See Also. Section 9. References. And Section 10. External Links. The following is an info box which accompanies this article and gives a summary of the main information about the 2005 Atlantic hurricane season to supplement the arrangement of information in this article. 2005 Atlantic Hurricane Season Info Box. An image accompanies this section of the article. This image charts the routes and intensity of each 2005 Atlantic hurricane. First storm formed, June 8, 2005. Last storm dissipated, January 6, 2008. Strongest storm, Wilma, 282 millibars, 26.05 inches of mercury, record. 185 miles per hour, 295 kilometers per hour. Total storms, 28, record. Hurricanes, 15, record. Major hurricanes, category 3 or greater, 7. Total fatalities, greater than 2,280. Total damage, $128,002,005, or $141.3,002,008. Section 1. Seasonal forecasts. Forecasts of hurricane activity are issued before each hurricane season by noted hurricane expert Dr. William Gray and his associates at Colorado State University, and separately by forecasters with the U.S. government's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. Prior to and during the 2005 season, Dr. Gray issued 4 forecasts, each time increasing the predicted level of activity. The NOAA issued 2 forecasts, one shortly before the season and one 2 months into the season, drastically increasing the predicted level of activity in the second release. Nonetheless, all forecasts fell far short of the actual activity of the season. Section 1.1, Preseason Forecasts. On December 3, 2004, Dr. Gray's team issued its first extended-range forecast for the 2005 season, predicting a slightly above-average season. Additionally, the team predicted a greatly increased chance of a major hurricane striking the east coast of the United States and the Florida Peninsula. Though the forecast predicted above-average activity, the level predicted was significantly less than the 2004 season. On April 1, 2005, after confirming that El Niño conditions would not develop, Dr. Gray and his team revised the December forecast upward, expecting 13 tropical storms instead of 11, and 7 hurricanes instead of 6. In addition, the chance of a storm impacting the United States was raised slightly. On May 16, 2005, 15 days before the season began, NOAA issued its outlook for the 2005 season, forecasting a 70% chance of above-normal activity. The accumulated cyclone energy, ACE, value for the season was predicted to be 120 to 190% of the median. Shortly thereafter, on May 31st, the day before the season officially began, Dr. Gray's team revised its April forecast upwards to 15 named storms, 8 hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes. Section 1.2, Mid-Season Outlook. On August 2nd, after an extraordinarily active early season, the NOAA released an updated outlook on the remainder of the season, significantly raising the expected level of activity to numbers that about double those of a normal season. The ACE value was now forecast to be 180 to 270% of the median. The NOAA also noted a higher than normal confidence in the forecast of above normal activity. On August 5, 2005, Dr. Gray and his associates followed suit and issued their updated forecast. It was consistent with the NOAA's update. Although neither the NOAA nor Dr. Gray had ever forecast such high levels of activity, even the mid-season outlooks fell far short of the actual level of activity. An info box accompanies this section of the article describing the predictions of tropical activity in the 2005 season. Section 2. Storms. a box containing links to the articles on each individual storm of the 2005 Atlantic hurricane season appears in this section of the article. Section 2.1, June and July. On June 9th, nearly 2 months earlier than when the 2004 season started, Tropical Storm Arlene formed in the Western Caribbean, crossing Cuba before making landfall on the Florida Panhandle on the 11th. Arlene caused only moderate damage, although one swimmer was caught in a riptide and drowned in Miami Beach, Florida. Tropical Storm Brett formed in the Bay of Campeche on June 28th and made landfall in Veracruz the next morning. The storm damaged hundreds of homes and caused flooding, which killed 2 people. Hurricane Cindy formed in the Gulf of Mexico on July 4th. Originally thought to be a tropical storm, Cindy made landfall in Louisiana on the 5th as a minimal hurricane, dropping up to 5 inches, 130 millimeters of rain, spawning several tornadoes, flooding some coastal areas, including Coden, Alabama, and killing 3 people. Cindy was upgraded to a hurricane in the post-storm analysis. An image accompanies this section of the article with the caption, Hurricane Dennis making landfall in Florida. On July 5th, Hurricane Dennis formed in the Eastern Caribbean. It crossed Grenada before intensifying into a Category 4 hurricane, the strongest ever recorded in July, with a pressure of 930 millibars, hectopascals. Dennis struck Cuba at full force, then made landfall on the Florida Panhandle. The hurricane killed 89 people, mostly in Haiti, and caused $4 to $6 billion in damages in Cuba and the United States. Soon thereafter, Hurricane Emily formed in the Atlantic on July 11th. It entered the Caribbean Sea and quickly intensified to a Category 4 storm, breaking Dennis's record for July intensity when its pressure reached 929 millibars, hectopascals. Emily then briefly reached Category 5 intensity, the earliest such storm ever recorded in the Atlantic. Emily crossed the Yucatan Peninsula at Category 4 strength before hitting Tamaulipas at Category 3 strength. Emily killed at least 14 people over the course of its path. An estimated $400 million in damages have been reported. An image accompanies this section of the article entitled Satellite Photo of Hurricane Emily Near Peak Intensity. Tropical Storm Franklin formed off the Bahamas on July 18th. The storm moved northeast and became extratropical off the coast of Atlantic Canada without ever having threatened land. Tropical Storm Gert followed soon after on July 24th. Gert struck Veracruz, near where Emily had hit a few days before. Roughly 1,000 people were evacuated for fear of flooding, but no damages or deaths were reported. Section 2.2, August. Like July, August also got off to a fast start. Tropical Storm Harvey formed southwest of Bermuda on August 3rd. Harvey dropped some rain on Bermuda as it moved to the northeast. It became extratropical on August 8th in the open Atlantic Ocean. The tropical depression that would become Hurricane Irene formed west of the Cape Verde Islands on August 4th. The system moved west and north and did not reach hurricane strength until August 14th, at which point it became the second Cape Verde-type hurricane of the season. Irene turned northeast and briefly reached Category 2 status before weakening and becoming extratropical on August 18th. It never posed a threat to land. Tropical Depression 10 formed east of the Lesser Antilles on August 13th. the system dissipated the next day. Its remnants soon merged with another system and eventually contributed to the formation of Hurricane Katrina. Tropical Storm Jose followed, forming in the Bay of Campeche on August 22nd. It strengthened rapidly, but quickly reached the coast and made landfall in the Mexican state of Veracruz on August 23rd, preventing further strengthening. Jose forced 25,000 people to evacuate their homes in Veracruz and killed 6 people in the state of Oaxaca. 2 more were reported missing. In all, damage in Mexico amounted to $45 million. Hurricane Katrina formed in mid-August over the Bahamas. It became a tropical storm on August 24th and reached hurricane intensity before making landfall in South Florida as a minimal hurricane. A few hours later, the storm entered the Gulf of Mexico and intensified rapidly into a Category 5 hurricane while crossing the Loop Current on August 28th. Katrina made landfall on August 29th near the mouth of the Mississippi River as an extremely large Category 3 hurricane. Category 5 level storm surge, as the storm had weakened only in the previous several hours, caused catastrophic damage along the coastlines of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Levees separating Lake Pontchartrain from New Orleans, Louisiana, were breached by the surge, ultimately flooding about 80% of the city. Wind damage was reported well inland, impeding relief efforts. Katrina is estimated to be responsible for at least $81.2 billion in damages, making it the costliest natural disaster in U.S. history. It was the deadliest U.S. hurricane since the 1928 Okeechobee hurricane, killing at least 1,836 people. Tropical Storm Lee formed out in the Atlantic on August 31st, but dissipated several days later without having threatened land. An image accompanies this section of the article with the caption, "Eye of Hurricane Katrina, as seen from a Hurricane Hunter aircraft." Section 2.3, September. Hurricane Maria led off the month of September, forming as a tropical storm well east of the Leeward Islands on September 2nd. Maria reached its peak as a Category 3 hurricane on September 5th, turning northeast and weakening before becoming extratropical on the 10th. Unusually, this extratropical storm strengthened as it moved towards Iceland. Its remnants struck Norway, where one person was killed in a landslide. Hurricane Nate formed southwest of Bermuda on September 5th and moved northeast as it strengthened into a strong Category 1 hurricane. Nate became extratropical on the 10th. The storm never approached land, although it did interfere with Canadian naval vessels en route to the Gulf Coast to help in Katrina relief efforts. Hurricane Ophelia formed as a tropical depression in the Bahamas on September 6th, and almost immediately made landfall on Grand Bahama. It became a tropical storm off the coast of Florida before strengthening into a large Category 1 storm, and raking a long stretch of the southern North Carolina coast with heavy winds and storm surge on the 12th and 13th. The hurricane's eye never made landfall and moved back out to sea before becoming extratropical on the 17th and striking Atlantic Canada. Damages were around $70 million. Hurricane Philippe formed east of the Leeward Islands on September 17th. It moved northwards, reaching Category 1 intensity before weakening and finally dissipating on the 23rd. No land masses were affected. Hurricane Rita formed as a tropical storm over the Turks and Caicos Islands on September 18th. The storm reached Category 2 intensity as it moved south of the Florida Keys on September 20th. Rapid intensification ensued as Rita moved into the Gulf of Mexico, and Rita became a Category 5 hurricane on the 21st, becoming the third, now fourth, most intense hurricane ever recorded in the Atlantic Basin. Rita made landfall near the Texas-Louisiana border on September 24th. Major flooding was reported in Port Arthur and Beaumont, Texas, while Cameron and Calicasio parishes in Louisiana were devastated. Offshore oil platforms throughout Rita's path also suffered significant damages. 6 people are confirmed dead from Rita's direct effects, and total damage from the storm is estimated at about $10 billion. 113 indirect deaths have been reported, mostly from the mass exodus from Houston, Texas, and surrounding counties. An image accompanies this section of the article with the title, Infrared Image of Hurricane Rita. Another image accompanies this section with the title, Hurricane Ophelia, off the coast of North Carolina. Tropical Depression 19 formed west of the Cape Verde Islands on September 30th, but dissipated on October 2nd without having threatened land. Section 2.4, October. Hurricane Stan was the first October storm, reaching tropical storm status on October 2nd, just before crossing the Yucatan Peninsula. In the Bay of Campeche, Stan briefly reached hurricane strength before making landfall south of Veracruz, Veracruz, on October 4th. Stan was part of a large system of rainstorms, which dropped torrential rainfall that caused catastrophic flooding and mudslides over southern Mexico and Central America. Well over 1,000 total deaths were caused by the flooding, of which 80 to 100 are directly attributed to Stan. An initially unnoticed, unnamed subtropical storm was discovered by the NHC during the postseason analysis. This short-lived subtropical storm formed on October 4th south of the Azores, and was absorbed by an extratropical low the next day after passing over those islands. Tropical storm Tammy led a brief existence before making landfall in northeastern Florida on October 5th. Tammy dropped heavy rains over portions of the southeast United States before merging with a frontal system that would eventually cause the northeast U.S. flooding of October 2005. Subtropical Depression 22 formed southeast of Bermuda on October 8th. It dissipated the next day, although its remnants approached New England and contributed to the northeast U.S. flooding of October 2005. Hurricane Vince formed over unfavorably cold water in the East Atlantic near the Madeira Islands on October 8th as a subtropical storm. It was first recorded by the NHC on October 9th, when it became tropical, and shortly thereafter, it briefly strengthened into a hurricane. The storm made an even more unusual landfall in Spain on October 11th, making it the first tropical cyclone on record to impact Spain. An image accompanies this section of the article, with the caption, Hurricane Stan shortly before landfall in Veracruz. Hurricane Wilma formed on October 17th in the western Caribbean southwest of Jamaica and rapidly strengthened. On October 19th, it became the strongest tropical cyclone on record in the Atlantic Basin, with 185 mile per hour, 295 kilometer per hour winds and a central pressure of 882 millibars, or hectopascals. The hurricane moved slowly and struck Quintana Roo on October 22nd as a Category 4 hurricane, causing very heavy damage to Cancun and Cozumel. After emerging into the Gulf of Mexico, Wilma sharply changed directions and passed north of Cuba before striking southern Florida on the 24th as a Category 3 storm, then moving into the Atlantic Ocean and becoming extratropical. Wilma is directly credited with 23 deaths. Total damages are estimated at around $29 billion, mostly in the United States, Mexico, and Cuba. Tropical Storm Alpha formed in the Eastern Caribbean on October 22nd and crossed Hispaniola, causing major flooding before merging with Wilma. A total of 42 people are reported dead from the storm in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Hurricane Beta formed in the Southern Caribbean on October 26th and strengthened into a Category 3 hurricane before making landfall in the Colombian islands of San Andreas and Providencia in Nicaragua on the 30th. Damage and fatality reports have not yet been released to the public. Section 2.5. November, December, and January. Tropical activity declined only very slowly as the season wound down. Tropical Storm Gamma initially formed on November 15th in the Central Caribbean and degenerated into a tropical wave before reforming. Although the storm dissipated on November 20th without having made landfall, rainfall from Gamma caused 41 deaths in Honduras and Belize. Tropical Storm Delta formed in the eastern Atlantic on November 23rd. It approached but never attained hurricane strength. Delta became extratropical on the 28th, shortly before striking the Canary Islands at full force, causing 7 deaths and toppling El Dedo de Dios, a famous land formation on Gran Canaria. Hurricane Epsilon formed as a tropical storm on November 29th in a hostile environment in the middle of the Atlantic. It reached hurricane strength on December 2nd and defied forecasting by persisting for over a week before dissipating. Tropical Storm Zeta became the final storm of the season when it formed on December 30th. 6 hours short of tying the record of Hurricane Alice of 1954 as the latest forming named storm in a season. Zeta dissipated on January 6th, 2006, having become the longest-lived January tropical cyclone in Atlantic Basin history. An image accompanies this section of the article with the subtitle Hurricane Epsilon Viewed from the International Space Station. Section 3. Deaths and Damage. The storms of the season were extraordinarily damaging and were responsible for significant loss of life. Total damages are estimated to be over $100 billion, and at least 2,280 have been confirmed dead. The hardest hit area was the United States Gulf Coast, from eastern Texas to the Florida Panhandle. First to strike the area was Hurricane Dennis, which caused $2.23 billion in damages along the Florida Panhandle. Hurricane Katrina caused catastrophic damage to the Gulf Coast, devastating a long stretch of coast along Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, with a 30-foot storm surge. Wind damage was reported well inland, slowing down recovery efforts. Storm surge also breached levees in the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, flooding about 80% of the city. Total damages have been estimated at $81.2 billion, and at least 1,836 people were killed by the storm. Katrina is the costliest hurricane in U.S. history, surpassing 1992's Hurricane Andrew and the deadliest hurricane in the U.S. since 1928. Hurricane Rita struck near the same area, reflooded New Orleans, though to a far less degree than Katrina, and caused extensive damage along the coastlines of Louisiana and Texas. Total damages are estimated at about $10 billion. Tropical Storm Arlene and Hurricane Cindy also struck the Gulf Coast, but caused much lighter damage. The Mexican state of Quintana Roo was also heavily hit, suffering billions of dollars in damages when Hurricanes Emily and Wilma both made landfall between Cozumel and Cancun. Wilma was particularly devastating, lashing the area with hurricane-force winds for over a full day, and was possibly the most damaging hurricane in Mexican history. Wilma caused widespread heavy damage in South Florida, causing $20.6 billion in damages total in the United States. Hurricanes Katrina and Rita had struck the same area earlier, causing lesser but still significant damage, and Tropical Storm Arlene killed one person caught in a rip current. Hurricane Dennis also brushed the area on its track northward. In October, the remnants of Tropical Storm Tammy and Subtropical Depression 22 met over the northeastern United States, causing intense flooding. An image accompanies this section of the article, with the subtitle, Damage in Navarre Beach, Florida, from Hurricane Dennis. Southeastern North Carolina suffered some damage from the slow-moving Hurricane Ophelia. Damages from that storm were originally estimated at $1.6 billion, but finalized at only $70 million. The remainder of the Atlantic coast escaped major storms, although some regions were affected by the remnants of several storms, including Katrina, Ophelia, Tammy, Subtropical Depression 22, and Wilma. Northeastern Mexico, including Veracruz and Tamaulipas, was struck repeatedly. Hurricane Emily struck Tamaulipas directly, causing severe damage. Tropical storms Brett, Gert, and Jose also made landfall in the area, but caused minimal damage, though they did cause 12 deaths. Southern Mexico, along with portions of Central America, suffered heavy flooding and mudslides from Hurricane Stan and nearby non-tropical rains. Over 2,000 people have been confirmed dead in total, with some towns completely wiped out, though most of these deaths were not related to the hurricane. Central America also suffered flooding from Tropical Storm Gamma and Hurricane Wilma, and Nicaragua was struck directly by Hurricane Beta. No damage figures are available for any of these storms. An image accompanies this section of the article, with the caption, Flooding in New Orleans, from Hurricane Katrina. The island of Hispaniola escaped the worst storms. However, at least 89 people were killed in Haiti from the effects of Hurricanes Dennis and Wilma and Tropical Storm Alpha. Cuba was struck by Hurricane Dennis at peak strength, causing $1.4 billion in damages. It was the worst hurricane to hit Cuba in over 40 years. Some areas of Cuba also suffered heavy damage from Hurricanes Rita and Wilma. Unusual impacts were felt in Europe and nearby islands from four storms. Hurricane Maria intensified and affected northern Europe as a vicious extratropical storm, while Hurricane Vince maintained tropical characteristics onto the Iberian Peninsula as a weak tropical depression. Tropical Storm Delta struck the Canary Islands just after becoming extratropical, causing extensive damages before reaching Morocco as a weak extratropical system. In addition, the Azores were affected by the unnamed tropical storm at its peak strength. 10 people were killed by those storms, and significant damage was reported as a result of Maria and Delta, although no figures are available. No major land effects were felt as a result of Franklin, Harvey, Irene, Tropical Depression 10, Lee, Nate, Philippe, Tropical Depression 19, Epsilon, or Zeta. An image accompanies this section of the article, with the caption, "Flooding in Carolina Beach, North Carolina, after Hurricane Ophelia in September 2005. Section 4. Economic Impact. The level of activity of the season had far-reaching economic consequences. Because of the vulnerability of both oil extracting and refining capacity in the Gulf of Mexico, storms led to speculative spikes in the price of crude oil. The damage to refinery capacity in the United States caused gasoline to soar to record prices, even adjusted for inflation. Governments in Europe and the United States tapped strategic reserves of gasoline and petroleum, and shortages were reported in the days after Katrina in areas heavily dependent on the Gulf of Mexico for refined gasoline. Even weeks after the storm, prices remained elevated as the shortage in production remained over 1 million barrels per day. Rita damaged wells in the western Gulf of Mexico, which were primarily exploratory, leading to concerns that future production would be damped for some time to come. Additionally, as the storm churned in the Gulf, forecasters predicted that it would strike Houston, Texas, the location of many major oil refineries that survived Katrina, leading to additional spikes in oil prices before the prediction changed. In Georgia, Governor Sonny Perdue declared, quote, snow days, unquote, on 26th of September and the 27th of September 2005 at all Georgia public schools to conserve fuel for school buses in anticipation of Rita's impact. However, as the storm veered away from Houston shortly before landfall, damage to the refining capacity was not as great as feared. Agriculture in multiple countries was hard hit by extremely heavy rains from severe storms during the season. Early in the season, Hurricane Dennis caused significant damages to various citrus and vegetable crops in Cuba, though the damages were not crippling. In Central America, Hurricane Stan and associated non-tropical storms dropped upwards of 20 inches, 500 millimeters, of rain, causing, in addition to severe flash floods and mudslides, heavy damage to crops, especially to the banana and coffee crops, which were nearly ready to be harvested. This caused significant economic disruption in Guatemala and surrounding nations, as the rural economies are highly dependent on the coffee and banana crops. When Hurricane Beta struck Nicaragua later in the season, it also caused heavy damages to the banana crop, but the harvests had already ended, mitigating economic disruption. Katrina also had significant political consequences, as President George W. Bush, Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco, and New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin all came under heavy criticism for what were considered sluggish or inappropriate responses to Hurricane Katrina. On December 14, 2005, congressional hearings began to investigate whether these claims had any merit. In addition, Michael Brown, the head of the United States Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, was forced to resign from his post after the organization came under fire from what was perceived as an insufficient response to Katrina. An image accompanies this section of the article with the caption, "Hurricane Rita at landfall, along with the location of several refineries." Section 7. Forecasting Uncertainty. A number of storms that formed in 2005 exhibited unusual behavior and challenged forecasters' ability to make correct predictions. Hurricane Vince formed farther northeast in the Atlantic than any other tropical cyclone on record, and then unexpectedly reached hurricane strength over waters considered too cold to support a hurricane. Hurricane Wilma became the fastest intensifying hurricane on record, and later strengthened unexpectedly in the face of a strong wind shear. Tropical Storm Delta, Hurricane Epsilon, and Tropical Storm Zeta all formed over the cold waters of the late seas and eastern Atlantic, much like Hurricane Vince, though at lower latitudes. All three persisted in the face of heavy wind shear, and Epsilon managed to reach hurricane strength over the waters well below the temperatures previously thought necessary for hurricane formation. Epsilon became the longest-lasting December hurricane, while Zeta became the longest-lasting storm in January. An image accompanies this section of the article, with the caption, Hurricane Vince formed in the cold waters of the Northeast Atlantic. Section 6. Records and Notable Events. The 2005 season broke numerous records for tropical cyclone activity, although records before 1944 are incomplete. Section 6.1. Number of Storms. During the season, 28 storms formed, 27 named and 1 unnamed, surpassing almost all records for storm formation in the Atlantic. More tropical storms, hurricanes, and Category 5 hurricanes formed during the season than in any previously recorded Atlantic season. The only major record for number of storms the season did not capture was most major hurricanes, still held by the 1950 season. The season was the first season to use V and W names. Then when the season ran out of official alphabetical names after the use of Wilma, forecasters resorted to using letters from the Greek alphabet for the first time, although Alpha and Delta had been used for subtropical storms in the 1970s. Almost every storm in 2005 set a record for early formation. Of the 28 storms which formed, 22 of them qualified as the earliest forming storm of that number, starting with Hurricane Dennis. Almost every storm was such. A table accompanies this section of the article, entitled Storm Formation During the 2005 Season. Section 6.2. Intense storms. Three of the six most intense hurricanes on record formed in 2005, topped off by Hurricane Wilma's 882 millibar minimum pressure, shattering the 17-year-old record set by Hurricane Gilbert. Hurricanes Emily, Katrina, and Rita also attained Category 5 intensity, and Hurricanes Rita and Katrina became the fourth and sixth most intense recorded Atlantic storms, respectively. Hurricane Emily was not originally recorded as a Category 5 storm, but it was upgraded in the post-storm analysis by the National Hurricane Center. The 2005 season is the only season on record with four Category 5 storms on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane scale. The previous record was only two. In addition, Hurricane Dennis reached Category 4 status, tying the record set by the 1999 season with five Category 4 storms. Section 6.3. Early Strength and Activity. In July, Hurricane Dennis became the strongest storm to form prior to August, and the earliest Category 4 storm to form in the Caribbean. When Hurricane Emily reached Category 5 intensity later in the month, the 2005 season became the only season to have two hurricanes reach Category 4 intensity before the end of July. Emily also broke Dennis's 9-day-old record for the strongest storm on record before August. Emily, was also the first Category 5 hurricane ever recorded in July, and the earliest by nearly 3 weeks, beating Hurricane Allen. The high level of activity and strength was reflected in the accumulated cyclone energy value at the end of July. At 63, it was the highest ever. Additionally, 7 storms formed before the end of July, breaking the record of 5 set in the 1887, 1933, 1936, 1959, 1966, and 1955 seasons. 5 of those storms formed during July, also a new record. An image accompanies this section of the article, with the caption, Hurricane Wilma, near peak intensity of 882 millibars. Section 6.4, Late Activity. After forming on November 29th, Hurricane Epsilon became the longest-lasting December hurricane on record when it maintained hurricane strength from December 2nd to December 7th. Epsilon is the third strongest hurricane ever recorded in the month of December. Only Hurricane Nicole of 1998 and an unnamed storm in the 1925 season were stronger. When Tropical Storm Zeta formed on December 30th, it came second only to Hurricane Alice, also December 30th, 1954, but later in the day, as the latest ever that the last storm of the season formed. Zeta also became only the second storm, after Alice, to persist through the end of the year and still be active at the start of the next. In addition, Zeta was the longest-lived tropical cyclone to form in December and cross over into the next year. And it was also the longest-lived January tropical cyclone. Section 7. Storm Names. The names to the right were used for tropical storms and hurricanes that formed in the North Atlantic in 2005. This was the same list used for the 1999 season, with the exceptions of Franklin and Lee, which replaced Floyd and Lenny. The names not retired from this list will be used again in the 2011 Atlantic hurricane season. Storms were named Franklin, Lee, Maria, Nate, Ophelia, Philippe, Rita, Stan, Tammy, Vince, Wilma, Beta, Gamma, Epsilon, and Zeta for the first time in 2005. The names Alpha and Delta had been previously used in 1972 for 2 subtropical storms, but this is the first time that they have ever been used in this way. This season used 15 previously unused names, the most ever in Atlantic season. Additionally, a subtropical storm that formed in early October was not recognized as such at the time, and so did not receive a name. Vince and Wilma were the first named V and W storms ever in the Atlantic Basin. The naming of Wilma exhausted the 2005 list, the first time in Atlantic naming history that all names in the list had been used. Beginning with Alpha, the 2005 season was the first time in Atlantic hurricane history that Greek letters were used due to the exhaustion of the primary list. Section 7.1. Retirement. In the spring of 2006, the World Meteorological Organization retired 5 hurricane names. Dennis, Katrina, Rita, Stan, and Wilma. Their replacements in the 2011 season will be Don, Katia, Rena, Sean, and Whitney, respectively. This surpassed the previous record for number of hurricane names retired after a single season, 4, held by the 1955, 1995, and 2004 season. Section 8. See also. List of Atlantic hurricanes. List of Atlantic hurricane seasons. 2005 Pacific hurricane season. 2005 Pacific typhoon season. 2005 North Indian Ocean cyclone season. Southwest Indian Ocean cyclone seasons 2004-2005 and 2005-2006. Australian region cyclone seasons 2004-2005 and 2005-2006. South Pacific cyclone seasons 2004-2005 and 2005-2006. Section 9. References. There are references available in the written form of this article. Please be sure to verify information found on Wikipedia using the references provided or cross-referencing the information yourself. External links include the following: National Hurricane Center, NCDC, Climate of 2005 Atlantic Hurricane Season Summary, NHC Preliminary Summary of 2005 Wind Speeds and Deaths, National Hurricane Center's 2005 Archive, Hydrometeorological Prediction Center's 2005 Advisory Archive, U.S. Rainfall from Tropical Cyclones in 2005, U.S. National Climatic Data Center, Atlantic Basin 2005 Accumulated Cyclone Energy Index, Flash Hurricane Tracker, UNISYS's 2005 Season Page, 27 Storms, Arlene to Zeta, SBS Animation 3354, flhurricane.com 2005 data, including Google Maps tracking. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.